Press News from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copper Belt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
The Tobacco Board of Zambia, TBZ, warns farmers against unlicensed tobacco buyers. Powerhouse Media Group praised as model for responsible broadcast. In international news, Zimbabwe to return 67 farms seized under Mugabe era land reforms. And in sports, ZAF commander rallies airmen ahead of ABSA Cup final.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassus. Media and Information Permanent Secretary Tabo Kawana has urged radio stations across Zambia to emulate Powerhouse Media Group for its professionalism and compliance with broadcasting regulations. Mr. Kawana said Powerhouse Media Group has remained a shining example of responsible broadcasting by adhering to the conditions of its license and maintaining clean, balanced and ethical content. Speaking during a visit to the station in Livingston alongside officials from the Independent Broadcasting Authority, Mr. Kawana encouraged the media house to continue promoting responsible journalism, especially as the country approaches the general elections. He warned broadcasters against allowing malicious and defamatory statements on air as political campaigns intensify. Mr. Kawana also reiterated government's commitment to protecting journalists while emphasizing the need for both media practitioners and political players to respect each other's workspaces, in order to maintain harmony during the electoral period.
Marks par excellence. They adhere to the rules of engagement as far as broadcasting is concerned. They adhere to the rules and conditions of their broadcasting license. So it is important to encourage them to continue with what they are doing, and also that they are a shining example to many other media houses as to how to operate a media house. But I want to take the opportunity also to urge you, station manager, that we need to keep it clean and continue to keep it clean. This is an election year. Many people want to come here, say so many things for and against each other, and therefore you have quite a number of people coming through and challenging each other at council level, at mayoral level, at parliamentary level, even at presidential level, those that are campaigning for various presidents. And avoid being malicious towards one another or maligning one another.
Meanwhile, Power FM Livingston station manager Lupo Pangandwe stressed the importance of protecting journalists across the country as Zambia heads towards the general elections.
It's good to note that just because we are not in Lusaka, we are still being taken care of. And during election years, things tend to get heated, and we are hoping that the ministry is going to also be hands-on as far as protecting media houses as well, because in the past we have seen a lot of journalists while they're trying to do their duties being attacked. So we do hope that the ministry is also taking keen interest to protect the journalists as well.
The Fighting Equality Alliance, FIA Zambia, has raised strong opposition to the Petroleum Development and Management Bill No. 72 of 2026, warning that it would deepen inequality in Zambia. FIAM National Coordinator Mputa Ngalande has called on President Hakainde Hichilema to reject the bill and instead implement reforms that foster greater equality. Mr. Ngalande highlighted concerns that the bill would deepen Zambia's reliance on elites and foreign corporations, as corporations possess the capacity to absorb sudden policy changes. The bill grants broad powers to regulators like the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, which could disproportionately affect smaller local enterprises. He further pointed out that the financial and technical criteria established by the bill effectively exclude small and medium-sized enterprises, barring ordinary citizens from meaningful participation in the petroleum sector. The Tobacco Board of Zambia, TBZ, has warned farmers against unlicensed tobacco buyers. The association warned farmers in Lumezi District not to deal with a named buyer, saying the company is not licensed to buy tobacco. TBZ Corporate Affairs and Communication Manager Lee Hamunji said the board had received reports the named company was mobilizing farmers and charging a registration fee of 120 kwacha in order to buy tobacco from them. Mr. Hamunji said this company is not recognized, approved or licensed by the Tobacco Board of Zambia to contract growers, purchase tobacco or collect money from farmers. He warned that any company or individual buying or marketing tobacco without a valid TBZ license is breaking the law and risks prosecution under the Tobacco Act. In international news, Zimbabwe will return 67 foreign-owned commercial farms that were seized during the country's controversial land reform program under former President Robert Mugabe, The government says the farms belong to foreign nationals from Denmark, Switzerland, Germany and the Netherlands and were protected under bilateral investment agreements. The move is part of Harare's wider effort to rebuild relations with Western countries and international lenders after years of isolation. More than 400 white farmers would be allowed to buy back all or part of their farms, Agriculture Minister Anxious Masuka said in a statement. A further 840 farms belonging to black Zimbabweans will be restored to their owners, he said. Still in international news, controversy is growing in Rwanda following the death in custody of a government critic, with rights groups and opposition figures calling for an independent investigation. Aimabo Karasire, a former lecturer at the University of Rwanda, died on Wednesday from a drug overdose, according to Rwandan authorities. Confirming the death, the Rwanda Correctional Service and Karasira was taken to the hospital after consuming more than the recommended amount of medication prescribed by his doctor. Prison's spokesperson Hilary Sengabo told local media Karasira overdosed on his mental health medication just after he had been released, but was still in the prison compound awaiting pickup by his family. But Human Rights Watch called Karasira's death suspicious, saying Kigali bore the burden of proving he was not unlawfully killed. The group said Karasira had been the victim of harassment and persecution by the authorities for years. We now take a break and will return shortly with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station. We bring you the best quarters Zambia and the continent have to offer. We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486. Elevate your business. Power and one with FM Lusaka. Number one hit station.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Otagwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
Red Arrows football club players yesterday received a short and morale booster when the Zambia Air Force ZAF commander, Lieutenant General Oscar Mfitu Nyoni, paid a surprise visit to the team during a training session at Ngoloma Stadium ahead of Sunday's big clash against Wild Animals at Levi Mwanawasa Stadium in Dola. Lieutenant General Nyoni urged the squad to remain focused, disciplined, and fully committed. He encouraged the players to enjoy the game as they have done in other matches, but he too